May is National Foster Care Awareness Month. Officials say there are 14,000 kids waiting to be placed into foster care homes in Michigan. Linda Dandridge is the Director of Child Welfare Services at the Children's Center in Detroit. The agency provides services for about 225 kids every day. Dandridge tells WDET's Nargis Rahman the center is a one-stop shop that works with families to make a difference.
I've been doing this for 30 plus years. And when I started really as a foster care worker years ago, and I worked my way up to direct. This is just something, I love it. Child welfare is a different day, but most of all, permanency for a kid is what I love. I'll be doing this until I feel like I have nothing left to give.
Tell me about the Children's Center.
What I like to call it, a one-stop shop for kids and families. When the kid is placed in foster care, the first thing that we do is try to find a home for that kid. And our foster homes are licensed through the state of Michigan. We try to pair this kid with a family that's going to be able to give them and help them with the concerns that they have, their emotional needs, their trauma that they've been through. Because any kid that's been removed from their family, there's trauma. And that's our goal, for families to be reunited. You ask any kid, the first thing a kid is going to say, they want to go home. My team, that's our goal, is to work with their family to move the barriers, whether it be housing, be substance abuse, domestic violence. There are times when that's not possible. I personally believe that no family, no parent set out to be a bad parent. Some things, situations within their control and out of their control. The foster parents, what we do is provide them with some training. Basically, training that special needs kids to deal with behavior concerns. Sometimes it's simple as hair and skin care for foster parents.
A lot of times with foster care placement, there's not always families that identify with the same as the children. So is that something that you also facilitate?
We try to put, kids of same color. I think a kid that's loved and they're protected and they know that they exist, that's important too. But when I see a foster parent, adoptive parent now, that have this kid, that's mom. And it doesn't matter if they look the same. If the parent happened to look like them, great. But the parent that don't look like them, continue to expose them to their culture.
May is National Foster Care Month. What would you like people to know about foster parenting?
The foster parents play a crucial role in the well-being of the child. They provide a safe, temporary home for kids when they can't be returned home at this time. To the biological parent, remove the barriers so they can be returned.
What are some basic qualifications people need to become foster parents?
18 years old or older. Also need to have a legal source of income that you can manage, that you can be able to take on. A legal resident of the United States, good moral character.
Can you talk to me about the number of foster care kids waiting to be placed into homes in Michigan?
With us going through the pandemic and everything, that we could not get into the homes and license and do everything we wanted, there's a lot of kids that there's no homes available for them to foster home. What we try to do in that case, we're trying to get more relatives to be licensed. So if they can stay there, and relatives can be licensed in the state of Michigan now, but just as a whole, 14,000 plus are come through within Michigan as a whole.
So I know that you have an event coming up in June. Can you tell me more about that event?
Again, with the pandemic, we haven't been able to appreciate our foster parents and show them and give them the respect. But this is a time that they're going to come out, get dressed up, and they're going to be the shining star. And so we're doing it. It's just a way that we're going to say, we appreciate you, and we couldn't do this without you. People think that foster parents do it for the money. So far removed. They bring these kids into their home. They care. And they just want kids to be the best they can.